Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Best public toilet in the Riverland was a big topic of discussion yesterday, and toilets from all over the Riverland were highlighted, some great options. There was one overwhelming, resounding endorsement from the public on our Facebook, from our callers, that sort of thing. So I couldn't ignore it, Brooke. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I went out and did a little bit of a toilet review. Riverland, you told us that the Renmark Avenue public toilets were the best in the area. So I decided to go out and give them a try. Well, now that I've poured myself a nice big glass of water, I can get hydrating and look forward to using the Renmark public toilets.
I wouldn't have used these public toilets since 2018, before the renovations, before I lived here. So I've never really looked that hard at them, but they are pretty flash. The design, it's interesting, nice rounded edges, the brickwork's lovely.
Do I feel strange with a recording device on my way to go to the toilet? Absolutely. So maybe we'll just leave it here, and on the other side of this, I'll be talking to you as a changed Big Bob Lozzer.
Unbelievable, Brooke.
Yeah?
Wow. I don't think I've been to a public toilet that uses natural light in such an interesting way. It's got like, I don't know about the ladies, the men's have like a little mini courtyard. It's only about like a foot wide, but it's enough to just really make the place glow. Toilet stalls, nice and clean, except for a few leaves and that sort of thing that blow in. I like that it's got the open roof. It's not the walls going straight into the ceiling. Bit of a gap, bit of street noise coming in. It's sort of like white noise. Very comforting, very relaxing. Men's room only has two urinals in the space, but they're nicely spread out. Never feels cramped. It doesn't feel like an oversight or anything like that. Soap dispenser, beautiful and full. When I went to wash my hands, they've got the hands-free sensor taps. I was expecting it to be on a timer and it would just run out eventually. Instead, it's on a sensor, so the moment you pull your hands away, it stops pouring. I've never seen that before. Great way to save some water. Hand dryers as well. I was thinking, Dyson may be too fancy. Maybe it's going to have its work cut out for it. Maybe it won't have enough power. They were completely dry. I actually forgot that I'd even washed my hands coming back to the car. This is a world-class public toilet. I'm giving it a 9 out of 5.
Wow.
Ultimately, cool. Look, it's still a public toilet. You're going to have to reckon with the public maybe using it a certain way. You've got the elements, your wind and your muck and your leaves and that sort of thing. It's a great bathroom and it's an exceptional public toilet. Renmark can be very proud.
Oh, I'm very glad you had such a good experience.